Where did we stop? 西之西见。Yeah. Have we finished this part? Up to this part?
当何以故?
Up to 何以故, huh? Okay, so starting from here, huh? Okay. Yeah, so we have finished the earlier section. So covered the section about how such an individual, after the Buddha has passed away into Parinibbana, is able to actually accept and understand and penetrate into the teachings of no self, must have cultivated wholesome roots, yeah, and not just under 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 Buddhas, but under innumerable number of Buddhas, yeah, and and such individuals, the Buddha 悉知悉见, yeah. For us, maybe we just think should be, but the Buddha directly know that there are such individuals. So the Buddha is able to see directly, this person has purity in faith, yeah, because this person knows for a fact. In a way, this reminds me of a common conversation between the Buddha and Venerable Ananda. Venerable Ananda oftentimes make statements out of faith. Yeah, like in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, there's one part where the Buddha address the monks, and there was nobody who have any questions. And then Venerable Ananda said, the community is clear in the teachings, and that's why they are, you know, they have no doubts. Then the Buddha said, you say that out of faith. Yeah. But the Tathagata knows that, because that means the Buddha sees clearly that everybody is silent because of this and that. Yeah, the Buddha knows the actual reason. Whereas Venerable Ananda is just saying it out of faith. Oh. So, moving forward. So, 何以故? 是诸众生无复我相、人相、众生相、寿者相，无法相亦无非法相。Yeah, so how is this so? 是诸众生， this 是诸众生。So all those sentient beings, what kind of sentient beings? Sentient beings who fulfill the earlier criteria, yeah, who is able to accept, to receive, and have faith in the teachings. Yeah, what about these sentient beings? Yeah. 无复我相、人相、众生相、寿者相，无法相亦无非法相。Let's take a look at this verse. Basically, the gist is that such individuals have no attachment as far as the self is concerned, have no attachment as far as phenomena is concerned, and as far as the non-phenomena is concerned. So, in all aspects, no attachment. So, let's look at my teacher's explanation.这底下解释于此章句能生信心的智慧。So the following then explains, the following here refers to this verse, 何以故? So it's explaining this. 于此章句能生信心. This verse is actually from the earlier part. So what kind of wisdom is that? 这个人是有戒、有福还有具足慧。So this person has practiced in terms of the morality precepts, yeah, the sila, has practiced in terms of accumulating merits, and also has wisdom. So not just one-sided practice. So 为什么有这么大的福报呢? Yeah. So my teacher here posed this question. How is it that this person has such great merits? So, 因为是诸众生无复我相、人相、众生相、寿者相的关系。Yeah, and it's because this person, this person, is of such feature. Someone who has no more grasping as far as the self is concerned. Now, the earlier statement, the earlier part mentioned, that such beings, their merits is boundless. So because of this, then what happened? 所以有无量的福德, and that's why the fortunes and merit, or the, more correctly, the merits, and the cultivation is innumerable, immeasurable. 他观察, this 他 refer to the 四诸众生, what does he do? 他观察色受想行识都是毕竟空. So this is the five aggregates. The five aggregates. The five aggregates referring to the five skanda, in other words, the five collections of form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. So that means this such individuals, they would observe the five aggregates in what way? How different is it from us? For us, we don't even think in terms of the five aggregates. We think in terms of what? What do we think in terms? We think in terms of I, you, they, we. We think in terms of this kind of collection, where we are attached to individuals and groups of individuals with fixed identity. That there's a I versus a you, there's a we versus the them. And we are attached to all this, identifying with I as self, identifying with we, this group as me, and so on. So here, this person goes beyond that and observe the five aggregates. The five collections of, physicality and mental processes, and see clearly that these five collections of mind and body, or body and mind, are what? Ultimately void. Ultimately void. That all phenomena are empty, ultimately empty. And here, so here, 毕竟空 is ultimately empty. But why are things ultimately empty? Here, empty means really don't exist. Okay? This 空, 毕竟空, the 空, 是真的没有的. 自性空, 是当下就是没有. Let me explain. For example, we can say that SGC class ultimately will come to an end. Right? I mean, already end ready. This is not SGC, it's Diamond Sutra. So, SGC, Diamond Sutra class, can we continue perpetually? Will it come to an end?
Yes.
Yes, right. You all don't want to end tonight. I have a flight. I still have to go. You all can continue yourself. So, ultimately, conditions change. Conditions come to a point. Then, and you all move. Like, let's say this group. If half of you leave, is that still Diamond Sutra class? If another one quarter leave, is that still Diamond Sutra class? If another 1/8 of the one quarter leave, is that still Diamond Sutra class? If another 1/16 leave, all the way left Sun Hao and Sifu, is that still Diamond Sutra class?
Yes.
And if even Sun Hao leave, is that Diamond Sutra class? Left Sifu alone? Then I say, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Tui, 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 tui. Then is that still Diamond Sutra class? No. So with everybody as a condition, as conditions, then there's Diamond Sutra class. What about if Sifu go? Is that Diamond Sutra class? Can, wow, you all can. You know, one of you sit down here and read and explain. That also can, Or you can, we can invite another venerable to sit down here, right? A lot of people have this idea. No, Sifu, SGC, you are the one leading. Without you, no more SGC. No. Do you know why? There's another possible world where ISGC was not started by me. but started by another venerable, maybe not Chuan Quan, but Chuan Quan or Chuan Quang. Okay? But that condition didn't happen. So you all didn't know about Chuan Quang Fa Si, you know. So you keep on thinking that SGC is because of Chuan Quan Fa Si, then only can it exist. But if conditions change, then maybe Sifu Go Si Zhang then die there. Yeah, everybody didn't die, except me, Sifu died. Then no more Chuan Quan Fa Si. Then any more SGC? No more SGC that's conducted by Chuan Quan Fa Si. But if Sifu died down there, I hope you all will find another Sifu to take over, to lead you all to continue learning. Make sense or not?
Okay, doesn't make sense.
No lah. You all must realize, you all are not missing the Chuan Quan Fa Si, right? So why should you feel any different if Chuan Quan Fa Si one day died and disappeared? No difference, actually. Just as now, you don't miss the X, Y, Z Fa Si. You understand or not? You don't understand. You understand?
No, but need to wait until... Well,
But that's the truth, you know. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, so... when one day... let's say like... another 45 minutes, 4:30. Because just now we started more or less on time, you know, 3:30. For a long time, we never start on time. So, we should end on time. So, 4:30, 31, then we stop. Then we feixiang, then you all leave. So, at that point in time, no more Diamond Sutra for today. So, we say, 毕竟空. That the class ultimately will cease to exist. So this 毕竟空, this kong literally means don't exist. Yeah. And 毕竟 is ultimately. Yeah. But why is it 毕竟空? Why is it ultimately void? Yeah, that means don't exist. Because it doesn't exist inherently. Doesn't exist inherently. And that's why when conditions evolve, change, then it disappear. So far, so good. Right? 提起精神, 深呼吸, raise your hand. Raise and breathe in. Breathe out. And then raise right hand. And then slap yourself. okay. Stretch yourself a bit. Okay. So, now, what is the difference between 毕竟空 and 自信空? 自信空, so observe, this is 毕竟空. Then, another concept linked to this is 自信空. Both are kong, but this kong is also don't exist. But what is it that don't exist? The 自信, the inherent nature don't exist, the self nature don't exist. And this is present even as we are having the class. While we are having the class is 自信空. Before we have the class, it is already 自信空. After the class is over, it is also 自信空. But 毕竟空 is only referring to how ultimately it will cease to exist. can I understand? So my teacher often inter-use these two terms. Yeah, because they point in the same direction. But they have slightly different connotation. Can I understand? Yeah, so this person observed that the five aggregates, in other words, sentient beings, with respect to sentient beings, the five aggregates ultimately cease to exist. Every day when we wake up, we can recite this. When we are going for a meeting, we reflect. When we are going to meet a nasty colleague, we reflect. Nasty colleague 不可得. Nastiness 不可得. The nastiness, there's no inherentness. That ultimately, nasty or not nasty, the colleague will cease to exist. Doesn't mean we're going to kill the colleague. But ultimately, it will cease to exist. And when we say cease to exist, doesn't mean that the person grow old until 70 years old, then pass away, or go outside, get knocked down by a car. But it's that from moment to moment, the nastiness cease to exist. Can you understand that? If you reflect on this frequently, then your mind is at peace. You don't get agitated. You won't get agitated. And not just with respect to worldly things. Even when you come to Dharma, you also have equanimity. You don't have that mindset, oh, this one is chanting, I don't like chanting. You don't have this kind of mindset. I only want to meditate. I only want to listen to Dharma. Q&A, I don't want. Other people ask questions, I have frustration. I don't want to listen. I go toilet. I go outside. I don't know go where. I don't want to listen. We won't have this kind of mindset. Last time, a long time ago, Sifu has very strong repulsion towards chanting, you know. When I was in the retreat, then I get so fed up, though, because Chinese Mahana retreat, whole day chanting, no. So much so that when the moment they have the short sitting, you know, whole morning maybe only 20 minutes of sitting. That's it. The more I sit, Namo Hanaitana Donaya. At that point in time, I cannot even memorize, no, but I can hear the chanting in my mind. Until I got so fed up after the meditation, I talked to my Dharma brother. I said, then he said, what happened? How to meditate? What happened? The moment I meditate, Namo Hanaitana. Then you know what my Dharma brother told me? He said, so, that's a defilement, right? Then I was like, huh? What are you talking about? They say, you feel frustrated, right? I said, yeah, frustrated. Frustration is a defilement. Like that also defilement. They say, yeah, that's under the aversion. Tan chen si de chen. Under anger. Frustration is a form of anger. I said, oh. Then he said, so, why don't you take this opportunity to overcome it, since it's a defilement? I thought, oh yeah, oh. So I changed my mindset towards it. Then after that, I can meditate. We tend to do what we like. When we go to food court, we choose what we want to eat. When we are at work, we choose what we like to do. That's why we're not happy, because we don't get to do what we want to do. Even when we come to Buddhism, we also want to do what we want to do. Stop shaking your leg. Cannot sit down there, then like that. Cannot like that. Cannot like that. Next time when you finish your studies, go out to interview. You go to an interview like that. Very short interview, I can guarantee you. Very short. Unless you are going for, I don't know, that kind of Paikia interview. You know, there was once I heard someone commented about, like, Chinese are very particular. Small kids, the moment they shake their leg, piak, cannot stop moving. But many people don't know why cannot. Actually, one of the best explanations I've heard is this. It's not pantang, no. It's not, you know, some people come up with all kinds of kind of bull story. Oh, you shake leg, ah, then the what god lah, whatever, or then fed up with you, then don't give you good luck, whatever. Rubbish, no. Yoka sui, ah, what you say, right? But actually, it's not, you know. The best explanation I heard is, you see, the fact that you shake your leg is that you're giving in to your impulse, your restlessness. And if you're a person who cannot even overcome this bit of restlessness and you feel like shaking and you shake your leg, how can you do anything? How can you amount to anything great? It's that simple. Of course, can you find some successful businessman who shake their leg their whole life? Can. But general principle, if you cannot even overcome your restlessness, hard to accomplish things that is demanding for a long term. Why? Because things that is great usually require you to persevere. In other words, don't give in to your whims and fancy. That's why cannot. But thank you for being so candid and taking it so well.
Okay, so was there some embarrassment now?
Huh?
Undeniably, there's some embarrassment, but
some embarrassment.
Of course, we just go on with it, lah. After so many of us, so.
But back to that point, we have this tendency. It's a matter of degree, yeah. If we want to accomplish anything in our life, don't give in to your whims and fancy, and don't listen to your own justification. Yeah, our mind is very creative. When it wants to come out with justification, it can come out with 101 reasons why you must do this, you must not do that. So you must check yourself. So coming back here. So, wo shuo. Yeah, so this wo shuo is wo shuo. So, wo, self. Wo shuo, the possession of the self. Yeah, in other words, me and mine. Yeah. So, all the things related to the self. Yeah. Now, this person don't have such a mindset, don't have such a view, don't have such a grasping. Then what happened? 得到毕竟空的智慧, attain to a special kind of wisdom. What kind of wisdom? The wisdom to see, to know that ultimately all things are subject to cessation, ultimately void. So what? Why is this called a wisdom? It's called a wisdom because this is the truth, ma. But just because it's the truth, what's so great about this wisdom? If you truly appreciate that all things ultimately come to cessation, come to an end, then you may you may react to things a bit differently. You won't get so worked up whether you gain or you lose for a start. As far as worldly things is concerned, okay. Of course, like, you know, if 20 years ago someone gave me a fountain pen, I'll be quite excited. But I remember there was this biography of Ajahn Chah. Ajahn Chah's disciple said this. They said, there was a meal offering. And and what happened? And, wrong side. Yes. And then, after the meal, Ajahn Chah commented, saying, "Oh, this is quite a good meal," something like that. Basically, praise the family for the food. So the disciples were a bit perplexed. Like, that's interesting. You know, every time when Ajahn Chah had his meal, he never really comment much. But that was one meal that he commented. And then it is said that he commented in that way because he wanted to, in a way, show the appreciation. Not that Ajahn Chah was like, wow, yum, 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 you know. But he considered, you know, how much effort they put in, so wanted to, you know, commend them on their effort. Yeah. So, so thank you. Yeah, but if it's 20 years ago when I got this, well, I'll be like, whoa, xiao liao. I may even say, I think we postpone the class. I must play this toy first. But let's say we take this as an example, and you contemplate, this ultimately will cease to exist. Huh? Correct or not? Then this phone ultimately will cease to exist also. So, don't worry lah, my leg is here. But what if I throw it over there? Huh? Then how? What if I throw his phone over there? Will it be okay? Huh? If I throw it, then how? What if I throw the box? Huh? Carpeted, so it's okay. Huh? So what if I throw at the wall? Is it okay? Huh? Canada. If I throw... what's her name? Li Jin. Can I throw at the wall? Since ultimately it's void, ma. Huh? The box with the pen, Huh? Can what? Then what if I just throw the pen? What if I throw the pen and it break? Yeah. No lah. No, doesn't mean that because it's Pi Jing Kong, so we don't take care of it. Yeah. But the other day I was over at a student's place for house blessing. And then I noticed that the student's car, I asked the student how long has he had the car, and he said that he has had the car for 2 years, or you know, 2 or 3 years. But yet, some of the plastic wrapping was still in place. Yeah. So I commented. Side note, they are trying to conceive but cannot conceive. So I told him, I said, according to my mom, there are some venerables who ever advise lay people, if you want to have children and you fail to have children, you must relook at your habits and lifestyle. Cannot be too kotak. You know what is kotak?
Yes.
Well, more like very particular about small little things.
洁癖不是自癖.
Yeah, 洁癖. Yeah, cannot be too like that. So if a person observes 一切法必净空, then maybe the nominal protection you may apply, but if you buy a new car, you know, the plastic wrapping, the factory wrapping, you know, on the dashboard, all those things, remove lah. No, remove lah. It's like the car on the seat, they may have even the plastic one, right? Do you tear it off? Must tear off, ma. You know, some people, they buy the furniture, then the sofa have the plastic wrapping, they leave the wrapping on, no? Yeah. Or some people, they buy the what you call that, very nice table, yeah? And then they put tablecloth on it. And then they put the mat, you know, the table mat. So multiple layers. If you want to do that, just go IKEA, buy the plywood. Don't have to buy, you know, what, thick wood la, like this, like that. Then maybe the tabletop is marble la, what? Then you put tablecloth. Huh? Waste your time, you know. So, so this is the wisdom here. Yeah. If you have such wisdom, what happened? Again, I must highlight, it doesn't mean this person boots up everything, then anyhow use, then break, pow, or phone break, this break, everything, just anyhow chuck, beep, 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 beep. No. It's that this person will not be overly attached, or not will not be attached to it to the point where it causes stress. Yeah, because in the mind, clearly see, this is ultimately, you know, yeah, to lengthen the usage, you may apply certain, take certain precaution, but beyond that, if it breaks, it breaks. Yeah, if it breaks, it breaks. And besides that, 还有慈悲心. So this is a tricky part. Loving kindness and compassion. Metta karuna. Karuna. So loving kindness and compassion. Oh. Hey, what happened? Oh? 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 Ah, okay. So, sometimes when we learn about the Dharma, then it may feel like we see things clearly, and sometimes, for some people, you may start to not understand why people are so attached. Yeah. If you see the reasons with wisdom also, if you see why they are still grasping onto and why their grasping ultimately lead to suffering, then it will give rise to compassion. Yeah. So loving kindness and compassion, you see clearly that the pleasure, the happiness they are pursuing is not true happiness. And you see clearly why they are suffering. Then give rise to loving kindness and compassion. Wishing to help them to have true happiness. Wishing to help them to remove suffering. 所以有无量的福德, and that is why this person, such a person, would have immeasurable merits and fortune. Yeah, so 这是圣人的境界, yeah, this is the state, yeah, the state of an enlightened being. Yeah, in other words, this person has already reached enlightenment. Yeah. Beings who are enlightened are able to have this kind of wisdom and loving kindness and compassion. So 如果是有我相、人相、众生相、寿者相, 虽然也做很多利益人的事情, yeah, 但福德受到我见的影响, 所以只是凡夫的福报, 就不是无量无边, 而是有限度的福报了. Yeah, so, as unenlightened beings, do we, does it mean that unenlightened beings do not benefit others? No. Unenlightened beings also do all kinds of things to benefit others. But while doing it, do it with attachment. Yeah, do it with attachment, with grasping. Grasping onto ourselves as the giver, the recipient as tangible as well. Attached to the gift, the giving. Yeah, everything is attached. Huh? But Buddhist is different. Yeah, we Buddhists are different, isn't it? When we give, no attachment. Sifu, don't say my name. Don't mention. I want to be anonymous. there's still an I that wants to be anonymous. So sometimes when Buddhists go for events, then when we ask them to take photo, it's harder than attaining enlightenment, you know. Buddhists, after learning Dharma, really hate taking photo, you know. Right? Yeah. But actually that is also a manifestation of self and ego. If you truly are not attached to this as self, then taking photo is not an issue also. Isn't it? Because unless you identify with this face as you, otherwise what are you shying away from? But it is a process. Before we learn about no self, we may also want to take photo, we may also not want to take photo. There are those who are very proud of their face, they set tau mo, then they want to take photo. Come, see how nice or not? This side nicer, Sifu, don't take this side. Then there are those who have the attachment to self, don't want to take photo. Because why? Attached to this as self, but don't think this self is nice. So, embarrassed to let people see the face. What is that to be embarrassed? This one, the worst hairstyle already. I also be paisei. Why you paisei? Yeah. Then after that, learning Dharma. Just now we covered already. After learning Dharma, then we think, this one not self. But haven't truly realized no self. So don't want people to take this photo. But it's also because you are attached to this as the self. That's why you say, don't want to take this photo. Yeah. Otherwise, if you think about it, when you look at a photo, do we not consciously, unconsciously look up for our face? Yeah. If we don't identify with that as us, then if you are in the photo or not, no difference. Isn't it? But that's higher. That's very high level. But I often tell students, when we take group photo, it's not for you or me. It's for those who didn't come for the event. It's for Buddhism. Yeah, not for us. It's to let people know the Dharma is alive for young, old men and women. Nan yu lao sao. If all the participants feel like this, like that, don't take. Then in the end, all the group photo always Sifu, satu orang. Only Sifu and the volunteers. Then people will look at a photo. Buddhism, 佛教就是这样子了，就是那几只小猫 stand here, stand there, there's that few person. So unenlightened beings also do beneficial things, but with attachment. And because of that attachment, it limits the result. We may think, but Sifu, we are not attached to the merits, right? So doesn't matter, ma. Yeah, we use our mouth to say doesn't matter. And we may think, but why would the enlightened one be concerned whether it's innumerable or not? You see, for us, we are still concerned. Before we learn Dharma, we hope to have more, pleasant outcome. More better. Why? Because we are attached to it, we hope that we can have more. After we learn Dharma, same thing. We learn, cannot be attached. So we think, do one. But enlightened ones, they are not attached, but they don't mind having more. Why? Have more good, then I can help more people. Who wants you to have more for yourself? So enlightened ones, they are not having no self just for the sake of having more. But they don't reject having more merits. They are not attached to the merits, and hence it becomes more merits. And yet when they have the more merits, they don't hold it for themselves. They put it to good use. So this is the difference. Enlightened ones and unenlightened beings. So the earlier section, 是诸众生无我相人相众生相寿者相无法相亦无非法相. So now explaining 无法相. Yeah, so what does it mean by this? Earlier on, when we say 无我相, the 相 means there's grasping of that item. So here, 无法相, no grasping of phenomena. So, 凡是用语言文字表达的, 有能全显所全显, 这些都算是法相. So here, this 法相 is referring to phenomena. And when my teacher mentioned about this 能全显所全显, those of you who are familiar with Yogacara school, you'll know that this is actually more closely linked to Yogacara school. Less linked to Madhyamika school. But my teacher is trained in both tradition, so when he teach, he often bring in Yogacara into Madhyamika teachings, bring in Madhyamika teaching of emptiness into Yogacara teachings also. So what is this about? 能全显跟所全显. So for example, there's the water inside. The water inside, there's that thing there, right? Then there's the word water. Water is that which can express. And the water is the, and that thing there is that which is expressed by the water. Can you understand? So water is the label, the word water, okay? And the thing water is the thing that is pointed to by the label water. Okay? Anybody lost in the water already? Everybody got it? So, 全显 means to be expressed, yeah, to be illustrated. Yeah. So, 能全 means that which can illustrate. And this is called the label. And 所全显 is that which is pointed to by the label. Let me just call it the object. Okay? Can I understand? So, in the Chinese or in the Yogacara tradition, this duality is found in virtually everything. 能所, yeah, 能跟所. So in this case, then we have subject, object. 能所, subject, object, subject, object. They always come in a pair. So, 这些都算是法相. So, what's going on? Actually, my teacher is using one of the core principles in the Yogacara school to indicate that all phenomena in this world, the moment we conceive of the phenomena, it is in terms of the conceptual formulation as opposed to the object that is pointing towards. 能说. Can understand? Yeah. So there's this duality. Yeah. They cannot be apart, but they are not the same thing also. Okay? And fundamentally, in the Yogacara school, then everything can be described in that same way, in this duality. Yeah. So, So this 法相. So this fa here actually refers to the term dharma. But dharma, as we know, there are three meanings. The first one is all phenomena. The second is the principle and the structure supporting this or defining the phenomena. The third is that among all the different structures and principles, there are those that give rise to wholesomeness, that which we call Buddha Dharma. Here, fa xiang is actually referring to the first meaning, all phenomena. So, here it's referring to how all the phenomena, upon conception in our mind, then we grasp onto that perception, if you will, that image in our mind, if you will, as being real, as being substantial, as being inherent, as though there's something tangible. This is without the wu. Now, wu fa xiang. Unenlightened beings, the moment you conceive of something, you perceive something, you hold on to it, grasp onto it as real, as truly existent. The enlightened being, wu fa xiang. No such grasping. No such grasping. Now, let's take a look. So, 这个对般若法门有净信、有清净信心的人, what happened? This person, having pure faith, that means is able to penetrate into this this particular teaching on wisdom with purity. 正观现前的时候, so this person, when he's able to have direct seeing. 正观 can be translated as direct seeing. That means seeing things as they are. When this happens, then 心里没有能权所权的分别, then in the mind, there's no such duality, no such separation. Where there's the conceptual perception versus the object. No such distinction. So, 是无法相的. Here actually doesn't mean that if you just read this, then it seems like, oh, so enlightened beings, when they walk around, they are blind. No conception, nothing. Hey, what's going on? No. It doesn't mean that. It is that they don't hold on to all this as real. They still see, oh, there's a person here, there's a person selling things there, there's curry, there's, they still can perceive all this. But they don't grasp onto them as real, the way we do. Now, this is what this part means. My teacher brings in the Yogacara definition of this grasping in terms of the duality. That the object-subject duality. Because in the Yogacara school, although this text is mainly on the Madhyamika, but here my teacher is bringing the Yogacara duality, that this duality of perceiver and perceived, object-subject, once you see that both are actually insubstantial, then you see ultimate reality. But we grasp onto these two as being very real. Because of this grasping, then we cannot see reality. Okay? So, 因为这一切都是因缘有,都是即灭相,没有能所的差别. So again, my teacher is combining this 因缘有, which is the Madhyamika school, 即灭相. So 即灭相 is actually 毕竟空. 即灭相 is 毕竟空, the feature of cessation. Because ultimately you come to cessation, ultimate feature. So 没有能所的差别. This part is Yogacara. So he blend in the two. So 第一个解释, the first explanation. So, 比如我们在色受想行识里, 执着有一个我, so for example, normally, what happened? As far as our existence is concerned, as far as the five aggregates is concerned, we grasp onto the notion that there's a self. Yeah, there's an I as far as the five aggregates is concerned. Isn't it? Yeah. 现在修学圣道, now what happened? Now we learn the enlightened path, and then 观察色受想行识没有常恒住不变异的我. So for those of you who have been attending the class, you have heard this many times. 常恒住不变异, remember? 我的定义. This is just two of the definition. 常恒住不变异有主宰, 或者是主宰性, three things together define what is self. Yeah, so so my teacher here is bringing in the definition here. So after learning the enlightened teachings, yeah, the enlightened path, then we go and observe. Observe our physicality, observe the feelings that arise, observe our perception of things, observe our thinking, you know, and all the mental processes, the decisions and so on, your mental formations, observe the consciousness, then what happened? 没有常恒住不变异的我, yeah, you observe that originally we have the thinking, no, Shifu, you are talking there, talking non-stop for almost 1 hour already, then there's a you talking, there's a me hearing, what? But when you really go and observe, just as those of you who went for the past two retreats, yeah, especially the two retreats ago, when we were on the platform, and then I asked all of you the question, when you hear the wave, when you hear the wind, who is hearing? Yeah, at that moment, who is hearing? Think about it. Yeah. Just like now, for example, if when you hear this, at that moment, when you hear it, in that split second, not now, just now, in that moment, who is hearing? If we ask Zhou Ping, was it Zhou Ping hearing? At that moment, yeah, in that split second, the truth is in that split second. After that, when you start to speculate, you start to rationalize, then I have a lot of other things. But that is not the truth anymore. So at that moment, when it happens, who is listening? Who is hearing? At the moment when the cold air hits the back of your neck, you feel the cold. We say, I feel the cold, Shifu. I'm the one. Shifu, you have been talking. I've been listening. Yeah, I want to speak. You don't let me speak. I. So who is the I? Yeah. Who is the I at that moment? Who? If we think in terms of the who am I chart, which who? Is it the son, the daughter that is listening? Is it the man or woman listening? Conceptually, when we sit down, we write an essay, we can explain. We can write 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 words to explain why is the man listening? Why is it a woman listening? But at that moment when you hear this sound, who is listening? Who heard it? Is it Sun Hao who heard it? At the moment when you hear a sound, every moment, not just that moment when there's a loud sound, every moment when you hear a sound, who is hearing it? You ask yourself, you go and observe. Yeah? Beyond your thinking that I, Doreen Go, I, Jin Wee, I, Xiu Ming, I, beyond this thinking, we don't say that there's no hearing. There's really hearing. But who is hearing? If we really go and observe and penetrate into that, we observe, that's hearing, but there's no reference to our usual idea of the I. that we think is permanent, unchanging, that is hearing. And this is not just a concept. This is what you can observe if you were to really go and learn the teachings and observe closely. 没有长恒住不变力的我, no such thing. For that matter, at this very, I think I mentioned it a few classes already. There was a seminar organized by a Hindu association, Bhagavad Society. So during the Q&A, one of the lady participant stood up and asked the question. Say, Venerable, you mentioned about no self. So are you telling us that there's no soul? You know, I said, no. In our teaching, it says so. But I'm not here to tell you whether there is or not. Instead, why don't you tell me, is your soul permanent or impermanent? He said, permanent. Should be permanent. In fact, I said, if it's permanent or if it's impermanent, you cannot say it's impermanent. Because if it's impermanent, by definition, A, through change, if it's impermanent, it must change. Ma. If it changes, then it becomes A prime. A is never equals to A prime. That's why it's A prime. Yeah? And so by definition, you cannot say that it's the same thing. Then after that, then I ask her, so since this morning when you come here, is your soul involved in listening? What is the function of the soul? Yeah. Then she hesitated, she think for a while. Hey, is it involved in hearing or not? Because if the soul is involved in hearing, it must change. If it changes, then a permanent, unchanging soul cannot be found. Short of changing the word, let's assume that you have a loose definition of soul. Then the only soul you can find is that which is always changing in a flux, which actually defeats the whole point of calling it essence or soul. Yeah. So, if a person learns the enlightened path and observe in this way, investigate in this way, then you'll see that such an entity as the self don't exist. Yeah. 无我相. So, 但是, 还有色受想行识的法相. So, the five aggregates. So now we say, no identification with a self. But how about the phenomena itself? You may still grasp onto this as real. So this is the 法相 part. 色受想行识是我们生命的现象. So it is the phenomena, of our existence. So, 这里有能权的名言，也有所权的名言相. So, this becomes clearer. 能权的名言, so the labels. 也有所权的名言相. So, the object which is expressed through the label. So, 当这位圣者正念现前的时候, so when this enlightened being have the right knowing or right mindfulness arise, then what happened? 这些相都是即灭相. So all this short of finding a suitable word, all this conceptualization, all become tend towards the cessation feature. 没有这些差别. There's no longer such distinction. In other words, now we see man, woman, a lot of different things. But the enlightened beings see into what? Into the common feature. We tend to grasp on to the distinctive feature. Enlightened beings also know about that feature, but does not grasp onto that. But see that underlying it is impermanence, is dependent arising, is no self. And as a result, don't grasp on to the temporal distinction phenomenon. Okay? Okay, let me finish the second explanation, then we wrap up for the day. 这第二个解释, second explanation. 佛陀所宣扬的一切佛法, 也是有名言相。 So this is using the third meaning of phenomena, of Fa. So all the Buddha Dharma, the Buddhist, Buddha's teaching, are also expressed using words, concepts. Yeah, 比如说四念处, so for example, the four foundations of mindfulness, Satipatthana. 四正勤, the four right effort. 四如意足, the four spiritual powers. Yeah, then 五根五力, the five powers and five faculties, or rather five faculties and five powers. 七觉知, the seven factors of enlightenment. 八正道, the eight factors or eight noble eightfold path. 三十七道品. Yeah, so this 三十七道品, 37 factors of enlightenment, refers to this whole set. 四念处四正勤四如意足五根无力七菩提分八圣道. So this all add up together, 37 factors, including 六波罗蜜乃至一切佛法一切的佛法. So plus the six perfections, 不施持戒忍辱清净禅定般若, yeah, up to including all the different Buddha Dharma. Yeah, what happened? 也都有名言相. Yeah, so all of this has the express conceptual wordings, yeah, the labels and the intended meaning. Yeah. 有能权的名言相. So there's the wordings that can illustrate, and 有所权的 yeah, the intended meaning that is being illustrated. 这也都名为法相. So this is also known as the features of the phenomena. Yeah, 但是在这个得清净性心的人, so as far as this person who has acquired purity in faith, in other words, enlightened being, so 正念一线前, yeah, when the right mindfulness or right knowing arises, what happened? 入于无分别境界的时候, when he enter into the non-discriminatory state, 法相不可得. So all this conceptual expression ceases to exist. Yeah. 他不在这里有执照的. Key thing is, he don't grasp onto all this. Doesn't mean that he don't use this. I mean, the Buddha gave teaching for 45 years. But he don't grasp onto the words. Because the words just point to the truth. The truth cannot be grasped onto also. The words also cannot be grasped onto. Yeah. Enlightened beings go beyond this. For us, the moment we hear one word, we grasp onto. Right or wrong, we grasp onto. Right also grasps, wrong also grasps. Everything grasps. Grasp, grasp, grasp. We feel like having two hands is not enough. We want to have four hands. Okay. This 一无非法相. When I come back, if I come back, and if you are still around, and if Buddhist library is still around, if all conditions are present, then we will continue. If not, see you next life. 七给啊. Oneself. Oh no. I thought, wow, 真的是因缘已尽. 愿消三障诸烦恼. 愿得智慧证明了. 福愿罪障悉消除. 世世常行菩萨道.
世世常行菩萨道.
阿弥陀佛.
阿弥陀佛.
By now you should see that all this points to one thing: non-attachment, non-grasping. This morning in the Heart Sutra class in the SBYM, was it you? Jianing mentioned about, so Sifu, does it mean 放下, 不要执着, non-attachment, letting go and non-attachment? So I said, yeah, nothing wrong with that. And in fact, most people, it doesn't take a genius to realize this. Because after a few pages, you see this, the common theme. So I told them, but we cannot just jump straight to that. Why? Because just jumping straight to that, can we do it? I mean, it's good if you can do it immediately. Then just go and do it. But for most people, cannot do it. And that's why the Buddha, out of compassion, gives so many layers of teachings to help us see things from different angles and to see that no matter which angle you look at it, nothing substantial can be found. And when you see thoroughly that indeed there is nothing substantial, permanent, eternal, inherent that can be found, then what is there to grasp? And only when you truly see it, then non-grasping or grasping don't arise. It is not that you let go. It is that craving, grasping, attachment no longer arise. And why does it no longer arise? Because you see that there's nothing that you can be attached to anyway. And because of that, then there's non-attachment. True non-attachment is that attachment, or rather, true non-attachment is because you see that there's nothing to be attached. But if you can do it already. Yeah. But if you cannot do it yet, then we have to continue. Okay, bye, Chili.